so we will have a lot of discussion. I will do some demos as well. So let's start. So good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. I know it's Friday, it's afternoon. A lot of people already travel back. Additionally, what we're going to show, maybe the title is not 100% correct. We will see at the end Microsoft Data Center Solution, how we can help you in the business, how we can optimize the business on it. My name is Wilfried Schadenberg. I'm working for the Worldwide Center of Excellence for Private Cloud and Data Center. We are a small team of Microsoft. My focus is on Middle East and Africa mostly, but also some of the customers in Europe. So we are a team of 15 people worldwide and focusing. So what we're going to show today is we will start private cloud. What it is. I'm sure if I ask the people in the room here, everyone will have a little bit different definition. There's nothing wrong on it. Everyone sees it differently. Then we look at the data center services, what Microsoft can help, how we can provide help on this. Then we will show a solution based from Microsoft, how this is working, how the look and feel. Based on our products, we developed something which can help you to much faster implement and to have a proven solution, so you don't need to invent the wheel twice. And we will show how we can help you on deployment and migration or if needed as well. So, and last one, we will show one example where we deployed the whole thing. So when we start with private cloud defined, I don't know how many of you have been in the session from Dom Schindler. He has a lot of the definitions and what are the patterns and everything. So we will start with the definition of the National Institute for Standardization. Microsoft is following this, and as I said, if I ask 10 people, most probably you get 10 different feedback, 10 different information what private cloud is. There's nothing wrong. So Microsoft is following the NIST definition, and we start with the 5 essential key characteristics. So one of them is on-demand self-service, rapid elasticity, measured services, broad network access, and resource pooling. Based on these characteristics, we develop our solutions, our products. So this is how we define cloud computing, and that's the characteristic. There are also some common characteristics like virtualization. We will see this is one of the key enabler, but it's not how we define cloud computing. And we will see what is the difference between private cloud and virtualization. I think there are still a lot of different pictures out there. Cloud is used a lot of times as a marketing term nowadays. If you think everyone has some cloud solutions, everywhere is the word cloud, but what it is it real? We will see. So we have the essential characteristics. Then we look on different service models, how cloud provides these parts. So we start with infrastructure as a service. Infrastructure as a service allows us to host the computing power. So where we can distribute servers, where we can distribute the workloads. Platform as a service is like Windows Azure, where you can have application platforms. Software as a service is typically like email as a service, like Microsoft Office 365 or Salesforce. So these are the service models. And then we have deployment models. Deployment models, there's also often the discussion, is it a private cloud? Is it a public cloud? What is a hybrid cloud? Private cloud, by definition, we say that's the cloud environment where only one company is, or one enterprise is running on it. While public cloud is hosting multiple customers. And hybrid cloud is the mixture of it. Gartner says that in the future, the majority of customers will go to a public cloud, to a hybrid cloud scenario. So you will have things on premises. You might have it in a cloud environment. You might have it on traditional data center. And you might consume certain services on a public cloud. The idea is to consume services, commodity services, which you don't need to customize heavily. Because it's like electricity. You can have your own solar panel on your houses. You can produce your own electricity. It might be very expensive, but you can do it. But you can also go and consume it, and no one is thinking nowadays if we put the power plug into the wall where the electricity comes from. 1900, it was different. When we started in US, every tower building had his own diesel generators in the basement. No one was thinking about consuming electricity as a commodity. And this is what's changing. We're in a very interesting time frame. And when we combine these, that's at the end where we say this is our hybrid clouds. The focus of today is still on the private cloud. That's the first step. So we will go and discuss now on the private cloud how it works. And we will see how it works now with most of the customers, how it works with virtualization versus how it should work with private cloud. Some of us already deployed private clouds, implemented. It's more a business strategy. It's not only that we say technology. Cloud computing is about people, about process, and technology. When we look at the traditional approach, we have the business and we have the IT. We always talk about the IT should be a business enabler. In how many cases the IT is really a business enabler and how do we measure it? Is the CIO sitting on the board? How much influence has a CIO in the company? This gives you a picture how much the IT is seen as a business enabler. If we look now how a traditional pattern is working, we got a request to deploy a new server, a new service. Still, we are thinking mostly in terms of servers, in terms of boxes. With cloud computing, we move more into services. So we get a request. Could be on a simple paper, on a form, or it could be electronic. The business is initiating the request. IT receives the request and starts provisioning. Assuming we have hardware, we have everything ready, we can provision it. With virtualization, we go and say we deploy our certain templates. So deployment and everything is done manually. If you think about virtualization, in most cases, we speed up things. We get already agile. But the system is still not fully integrated. You can deploy easily Windows Server, Linux Server, whatever your templates are. But is it automatically monitored? Is it automatically integrated in a backup? Is it automatically integrated in batch management? In most cases, not. So you have to do the manual maintenance. You have to do installation, which we speed up already from several days into several hours. But then we go to different departments, to different owners, install the different agents. Maintenance is always, or in most cases, manually. We tend to over-provision because now there is not really a control. No one is asking. So, we do it on virtualization. We do it. Let's use more than what we really knew. And no one is measuring it. And it doesn't cost anything. So we tend to do an over-subscription, which ends at the end in increased IT costs. If we do virtualization, we might save server costs, but not really the management costs, because we have to do much more. And a lot of us have seen implementing server or the virtualization The main reason was server consolidation. What was the result after 1 year? Did you have really less servers? You have less physical servers, but most probably you have much more virtual servers or the server counts than before, because it's easy to provision. There's no control in the beginning, and that's how we are moving. So if we look now in the cloud pattern, in the times of cloud computing, and which is really the business enabler, is, as we saw before, by definition, self-service. If I'm the business owner, I go to my self-service portal. It's like in a restaurant. I go and get a menu. I select based on my role in the business what I can do. If I'm in the HR department, I can do only certain services which are HR related. If I'm in different business, I get different menus to select. The full provisioning is automated. Until now, none of the IT department had to do anything. We have to build it up front, but later it's fully automated. We use pooled resources. We have fully automated deployment, which means when we deploy services, they're automatically backed up, they're automatically integrated in batch management, they're automatically monitored. Think about private cloud infrastructure as a service is one part, that's the enabler. But what we are really looking for is the workloads. Might be a SharePoint farm. We will see the example on SharePoint later. Your internal application platform became SharePoint. So you might need to provision quickly SharePoint farms. And you can do this automatically. I will show later how. But you want to have it monitored. You want to have it backed up. You want to make sure that it's up to date. Automatic maintenance. Whenever we fix something, we add something, automatically our installed base should be updated as well. We want to make sure we control how much of our resources is used. And we go one step further. We want to do a chargeback. We want to have measured services. Sometimes I don't want to charge back. That depends on the business. But at least I want to show each of my departments, each of my customers, how much you're using. And that's where we have, with quota-based, with chargeback, really optimized resource consumption. If I have to pay for it, I think twice. If I can just provision and it's there, it's something different. People tend to do it quickly. So with cloud computing, if we implement it right, it's definitely a cost saver. What we need to be aware, public cloud computing is easy. I go and subscribe a service, pay as you use. Windows Azure. Windows Azure, the new features which we introduced with the spring release, virtual machines, we can host their infrastructure as a service. If you use it 1 month and then you switch it off, you pay only 1 month. Private cloud, similar concept, but you need to do an upfront investment. And then when you have the certain size and when you use it correctly, that's where we can really reduce our costs, where we can save money. So as we said, the difference virtualization to private cloud. When we think about virtualization, it's storage, network, compute, and the facilities, the hardware layer. So it's the compute power, server consolidation. For many people, that's okay. They are happy with it. They say, okay, I reach more agility. I consolidate my servers. That's fine with me. But if I want to go the next step, and that's the big difference, and that's also the difference between Microsoft and our competitors. Our competitor, there's mostly one, they are very good. They have a very good and very strong product, but it plays mostly in the virtualization space. When it comes to cloud computing, they are behind because they don't have the management. Cloud computing is more about management. Virtualization layer might be 15 to 20%, 10%. Depends how much automation you want. But the key thing is, as we see, automation, management, orchestration layer. and the self-service. That's where I can get rid of my standard tasks. Currently, most of the time we are spending with things in the data center which we can automate, which we can repeat, we can standardize. We don't do it. With private cloud, we do it, and we can enable for a huge saving potential. So, and on top of our infrastructure as a service, on top of our foundation, we are running the workloads. That's what I'm interested in. How can I roll out my exchange services? How can I roll out my VDI, my Link, my SharePoint, whatever it is? Then we think about other application, line of business applications. But I need to have the provisioning, I need to have the automation level right. So this is on the overview. So when we look now at Microsoft Data Center Services, Microsoft provides an offering. What are offerings? So offerings allows us to have packaged solution with predefined guidance, best practices, what our people developed in the field, developed together with the product teams, and which is validated. Think about System Center. How many products we have now in System Center 2012? 7-8 products. And it's not easy to deploy each of them. Each of them individually is good, and it's easy to deployment. But think about deploying the whole picture, how to integrate them, how to talk to each other, how to implement workflows. That's where we provide these kind of offerings, and that's where our data center services comes into the picture. Microsoft Services, we are here to support our software area. We are for the enterprise customers. We provide enterprise strategy. We provide consulting. We provide the service and the support area. We really help our customers to implement the software which they did their investment on. And we are working together with our partners. Microsoft has a huge partner ecosystem. So consulting services is very small compared to our partner ecosystems. But we develop these kind of solutions and share it with the partners. We train the partners, we help them, and we're doing this. So the data center services are packaged services. I will show this later. It's a fully automated installation end-to-end. We implemented best practices. We work together with the product teams. How you deploy, how you recommend a System Center architecture, how you recommend SharePoint architecture on top of virtualization. We have a complete deployment framework, which means we have a documented process, how you run data centers, how you deploy this. Microsoft runs more than 100 data centers, but 10 of them are really the big ones, and 4 of them are under the 10 biggest in the world. And what we learn in our data center, we bring back to our offerings, and that's where we say how we do all these service deliveries. Microsoft Data Center is quite amazing, but normally, you would say in a normal environment, one full-time employee is able to manage, depending on the maturity level of the customer, between 30 to 200 servers. That's normally the ratio. In Microsoft data centers, the ratio is much higher because we have full automation, we have full standardization. One employee in the Microsoft big data centers is managing up to 50,000 servers. And that's what you achieve by cloud computing. So our data center services, again, we use virtualization as the foundation, and then we build on top of it. So the key thing is here, the additional layer, what we call the fabric management. So when we put all together, when we put now the areas, we see how the whole thing comes together. We have hardware layer. We work with Microsoft certified hardware partners. We have something which is called FastTrack, which is with all the big hardware vendors, HP, Dell, Cisco, and NetApp. Hitachi, EMC is part of it now, IBM. So we have proven hardware architecture, proven solution, which allows us to say, okay, you want to deploy a Microsoft private cloud? That's your hardware vendor, X, Y, Z, you select, you name it. And that's what we recommend as the hardware platform. That's proven. And we have also the way how we deploy it automated with them. That's on the hardware layer. Virtualization layer, currently Windows Server 2008 R2 still until we release 2012. With 2012, with Hyper-V3, we will definitely make a big step forward. Automation layer, built-in automation, PowerShell. PowerShell is so powerful. It's in all of our products. You can script the whole thing. And it's not only in Microsoft. When we go back to the hardware, how many of you are aware about Cisco UCS blades? Cisco UCS blades is amazing. You can configure, you can install the whole thing based on PowerShell. You can treat hardware like software. Imagine you bring in a whole server rack, you put it there, and all you need is scripting, 15 minutes, and you set up the whole thing. You just move the intelligence one layer up, so the hardware becomes really dumb, and we can just, at the end, script everything, we can treat it as software. And that's with PowerShell. So it's not only Microsoft, all our vendors, our partners, adopting PowerShell as well. Management layer, System Center. System Center is in the market since 1994. We started with Config Manager, which was SMS at this time, focusing on the client side. We added Operations Manager, monitoring of servers in the year 2000. We added backup capabilities, 2006, 2007. Virtualization, 2007. Maybe a bit later than our competitors. We added a lot of other products. 2009, we purchased one of the most interesting products. It was called Obalis. It's our integration. That's our brainwork, what we have. Opalis is able to integrate all things in the data center. Now it's called Orchestrator, but it doesn't matter if it's Microsoft, BMC, HP, whatever you call it. You want to integrate things. You use Orchestrator, you use Service Manager. We will see this later in our solution. Let's be honest. Until now, okay, we talk from the Microsoft side. But there's no data center which is purely Microsoft. You might have it as a main partner, as a main technology. But there might be backup solutions because you need heterogeneous backup. You have hardware vendor. You want to integrate with the hardware platform. So it is very key to integrate. The strength of Microsoft is in our System Center. It is now one product. You can easily integrate all the areas of System Center, but you could replace certain components as well. And you say, okay, I don't like this one product, or I did already a lot of investment upfront in other technologies, but I like the whole other thing. We can do it. It's possible. It would be definitely easier on Microsoft technology, but the key thing is integrating and putting all the things together. Orchestrator is also used for workflows. All your manual processes, who has to approve if we purchase new hardware, if we provision new servers, that's something you want to build in your data center environment. A simple example, provisioning new servers. That's not only hardware. That affects network, storage, compute powers. So at least three different people need, or the three different departments need to approve certain things. And that's how we can do this. We can build workflows that we say all these people who are involved need to give their okay. The last one is self-service. We have in the service manager self-service capabilities. And we have something custom built, what I'm going to show for Microsoft, which we call the data center solution, our portal solution. But you can use service manager and build things on your own. You can use dynamic data center toolkit for hosters to build things. You can use third-party solutions. So in our case, we provide the whole intelligence on the top level with System Center Service Manager as a CMDB, Central Control Database, Central Management Database, and Orchestrator as the brain thing connecting everything. And DCS Portal is just the interface. It's the user interface, what we're going to have. So Microsoft provides three different solutions based on the market, based on the size. The smallest one, the easiest one, is Microsoft Private Cloud Foundation. That's a simple implementation of a private cloud. Very simplified, works up to 300 virtual machines perfectly. If you have more, you might have more sophisticated requirements. That's something which is easily, and we have fixed packages to implement the whole thing in 20 days or less. Microsoft Private Cloud Advanced, that's the thing in the middle, which is for most customers. With the new licensing model of System Center, you are allowed to have all the System Center products. You have an easy upgrade path that you get the whole enterprise suite. Most of the customers has deployed Config Manager, Ops Manager. So this offering provides you help how you can get all the other products in place. You might have VMware. That's not a problem. You want to manage the whole environment. System Center can help you. System Center can manage not only Microsoft. It can manage VMware. We can manage Linux. We can manage Unix. We can manage Citrix. So the Microsoft Private Cloud Advanced Packaged Solution is the standard solution for the whole System Center. If you're interested to implement a complete System Center, that's where we say that's all products, no custom code. The control panel would be your service manager and app controller if you have public cloud services. It comes with a fully automated installation. We will see this later. What do you think normally, how much time it will take to implement all these System Center products in a professional way, not just in a POC, click next, next, next? This is taking quite some time. Even if you do it in a POC, until you download all and here are the prerequisites and there are the prerequisites, you take some time in a lab. With the automated installation, with the hydration, which is mentioned here and I show later, we can install the whole thing in 4 to 6 hours. Because installation is something which is always the same. We variable with the parameters where we install it. We provide with this a reference architecture and say, that's how our product teams recommend it, but we can change it. But the key thing is, for click, next, 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 and doing the things, I don't need to have a very high-skilled person. I don't need to pay a lot of money for someone doing this. And it's always the same. So we can automate the whole thing. And that's what we did. So the key thing is, and that's where Microsoft adds the value, is working with you on the requirements, working with you on the solution, and not working on the deployment, clicking next, next, next. This is something we can automate. The last one, that's where we say data center enterprise solution. That's for our enterprise customers. That's when we say around 3,000 VMs up. It can be in smaller as well. That's in a lot of kind of government, in a lot of telco spaces where we implement it. It has custom code. It has the custom control panel, which we will see. And it has a lot of automation included. It has more than 10,000 man hours know-how just on the automation and all these things. That's where we say, okay, might fit 20% of the customers, but this is a solution which we can repeat. We deployed this hundreds of times now worldwide the last 2 years, and it's really something where we see adding the value. So the one is the standard system center. The other one is with advanced workflows, with advanced areas, and I will show this, how it looks like. That's the solution architecture. You have one area which we call the fabric management, and this is normally fully virtualized. So depends on your size, on your scaling. This is a two-node cluster or a four-node cluster. And then everything is installed automatically inside virtual machines. You don't need to run a private cloud to have 20 physical boxes to manage it. What we have here is for failover, we put a cluster, so it's two nodes, and then we deploy the whole thing fully automated. You have then your resource pools, your scale units. That's where the workloads are running. That's where your VDI might run, where your SharePoint farms might run, your line of business application. And as we see, it's Hyper-V, it's VMware, and it's Citrix Xen Server. So it's not only limited, and it can also manage SUSE, so, and other Linux distributions which are supported. So that's the key thing. This is a reference architecture where we have a detailed document for sizing, where we say, okay, you want to go this sizes, you want to do these things, that's what we recommend on these areas. And that's what we're going to show. On top of it, I will show the control panel and who sees which areas. So the capabilities of this solution is, first we enhance product capabilities. What is there in System Center, we add additional value, we add things on top of it, we automate things, we give you already a collection of orchestrator workflows, we do a fully automated installation end to end. So you select, you enter in a wizard your variables where you say, okay, these are my user accounts, these are the directories, these are certain pre-requirements, and then you press the button. 4 to 6 hours, depends on the scenario later, fully installed. Infrastructure as a service. And that's where we add value as Microsoft Consulting Services, not by this one. Next step, which we will see later, workloads on top of it. That's the basic, that's where we start. The next step is the workloads, what we call cloud packs. I want to deploy SharePoint. We will see SharePoint in detail. But it's something, it takes us minimum 1 day to deploy SharePoint. One person fully click next, download updates, install this, put there. Same thing, we can automate. So on the infrastructure side, we have automated server deployment, automated System Center deployment, so the full thing fully installed, the whole part. Automated virtualization configuration. We configure our scale units. You can automatically grow them With Windows Server 2008 R2, we support up to 16 node cluster. You can say I start with 8. You want to add later additional nodes, you can fully automate them. We have automated batching. Think about it. Server batch management, the hosts. It's always what we need to do is you need to shift all virtual machines from the host to the another node. You need to make sure there's no wrong alert, so you need to pause it in Ops Manager. You need to pause it in Virtual Machine Manager that no one fails back. You need to download patches. You need to install patches. You need to do several checks if everything is right. Update it, bring it back, verify everything, and then move to the next cluster node. We all know what needs to be done. If you do it manually, you spend 1-2 hours per node. And it's always the same. So I enter a request in the system, say I want to batch it. This is my maintenance window. And thank you, you do the rest. Outsource it to the IT, outsource it to the computers. That's why we have them. Chargeback reporting. Many times we have scenario shared services. I want to know what my departments, what my customers use. I don't want to know it only. I want to charge them based on what they consume. That's coming with this solution. We will see. Scale up, scale down, and modular deployment. And if you look at this, this is reflecting the key characteristics what we saw before on cloud computing. Support. DCS is a solution. It's not a product. So there's full product support on each of the components. DCS is a repeatable, consistent deployment, consistent configuration. Microsoft Services provides full support for the entire solution, which means premier support is capable of supporting each of the products. Plus, we provide with the managed code, which is an add-on on the premier support, a full support offer for the custom code as well. So we can provide a full solution with full support end to end. So how does it look like? That might be more interesting now. A lot of theory, a lot of things, two more theoretical slides. What is a resource pool? We saw before. Resource pool is at the end collection of my networking, compute, and storage areas or the pools. So I have different LANs, I have different computing powers, compute units, and I have different networks. Why I would have different storages? Very simple. I want to have high-end storage for my database applications. High-end storage, 1 terabyte of SAN, costs around $10,000 to $15,000, depends what kind of storage vendor. We want to have low cost storage, file services, something which doesn't require that much performance. Why should I spend 10 times, 15 times the cost if I can use really the resources I want to have? So that's why we have different kind of resource pools. We make a combination of network settings, compute power, storage. We combine them, we have them in different locations, we have different resource pools for different reasons, for different SLAs. That's what we call the fabric management. So now, enough of the theoretical part. I'm gonna show the solution and the cloud management portal. So all what you see before on the architecture, all these virtual machines are running on one cluster. That's just to show you. So that's the whole solution deployed. And when we look now in the detail how it looks like, that's it's a demo environment, so it's not activated. So what we see here is the cloud portal. Doesn't look very fancy or sexy or something. It's SharePoint based. You can fully customize. You can localize. You can put your language. You can put German language, English, whatever you want. So we have already some work done with pre-configured languages. We have even Chinese language. So that's where we lock on. Who locks on this portal? There are two people. One is the Fabric administrator, who owns the cloud environment, who provisions new customers, new departments, and also the customers. So on the cloud management, I'm now the Fabric administrator. I'm the guy who provisions the environment, who sets up my customers, who is responsible for it.
Why is this so slow?
Okay. So what I see here is my different customers, what they use, how much of capacity they have requested, and how much they are using. I see this for all my different customers. Here on this area under the cloud management, you see I have different customers. So in this case, I have only one, and I see what they are using. And if we compare the two slides, you see here on the one we have one, and here we have three. We can provision what we say user roles or sub-departments. So you can have different areas. That's on the management. I'm the Fabric administrator. I'm assigning this area. I'm going to the tenant overview. Tenant are my customers. I see what they have been given. So what are the quarters they have been given? What are the data center areas? How many user roles they have? Who is consuming what area? And when I look on this in detail, I can go and say, for example, I want to manage this area, and I want to give additional additional capacity. I can add this and say, okay, I give you more storage, I give you more CPUs, more virtual machines, and I can submit this whole thing. I can also create new user roles, new departments under it. So I can say, what are your areas? How much of capacity you get? What cloud environment? Cloud environment is the resource pool. Might be based on SLA, bronze, silver, gold. So I can provision these areas here. I can change this as needed and provision new ones. This is the cloud administrator. So I'm giving you as a customer this environment. When we look now on the infrastructure side, I have on the portal an area which is called infrastructure management. Just 1 second, sorry. I'm running out of power, sorry. So we have the infrastructure management. This is where you as customer log on, or you as department administrator, you will see what you have provisioned there, what you did so far, and where you go and provision new servers or also new services. So if we look here, I see my environment and I go for the one department. And I see here, there is one virtual machine provisioned, two CPUs, this amount of memory. It costs me per month this cost. I also see immediately it is healthy. I see I have no alerts. I see performance is okay. And that's what I said before. With standard virtualization, you provision a new virtual machine. It's okay, it's running, you save a lot of time, but you don't get these things. Where does this come from? The health comes from Ops Manager. So automatically Ops Manager agent is deployed, all required management backs, alerts also from Ops Manager, performance from Ops Manager. If you integrate with the backup solution, in this case it's not integrated, that's why it's grayed out, or with the batch management, update management, WSUS, you see the full information as a customer. You got one machine, I see it's all up and running and I want to know. I can go more details. And I can individually give you all the rights you need here. So start, stop, shut down. You have certain performance counters. System alerts we don't have. System properties, you can see all the properties which are there on the machine. You can do performance monitoring. You can have individual counters, not only pre-configured, but we can pre-configure it as an admin, and you as a customer see this. And this is the amount of information you get. And you can change it. You can say, I want to see different things here. So you can add all the different performance counters you want. So that's all there. The next part, you are in the department, you want to provision a new virtual machine. Later I'll show how we provision services. We can pre-populate, or if you have multiple selections, you can select on your own. In which area, in which resource pool, cost, SLA, you want to provision. We say, what is the name of the machine? It is the counter. We have different templates. So we say, we want to deploy a small, and you see here on the right side how the cost will change. A medium one is two CPUs with 2 GB of memory. A small one is one. We can predefine this all for you, what you need. Based on this, the cost is changing. What is the operating system? You can have a list of operating systems, also with different costs. And do you want to have additional storage? Is it just one disk operating system? Do you need a data disk? What is the disk size? And you see automatically again, costs are adjusted. You can define the networking area here. And how much you give your end users or your department users, you can define upfront. We see I have a final cost of this machine of $170 per month. And my department knows it. If I provision this server, it costs me. I can go submit this request, and what's happening in the background, we provision the whole virtual machine. If it is required, we can build a custom workflow. I'm allowed to do this, or does someone need to approve it? Who approves it? My manager? Or does it need to go through networking, storage? So you see all these different things. The initial deployment process is quite quick. because we can use storage integration, so you do snapshotting. But at the end, what takes some time is all the workflows doing all the things. So depending if I can do or not, we have manual or automatic workflow approval. And then the whole thing gets deployed. We will see that there is a new machine in this area. It is under provisioning now. That's what we have. So we will come back later to this. That's how we provision new workloads. So what we're going to do now is we look what is behind the scene. This was the graphical interface. That's what you see. That's what your departments, your end users see. But what's going on in the background, and that might be more interesting, and that's to give you understanding how this data center solution works and where the customization is. It's not rocket science. You can build similar things. The advantage, it's fully supported and has been deployed several times, hundreds of times, and we have all the know-how building this. So when we look now, what are the components behind? I said before, Service Manager is the central configuration management database. That's the brain where we say, we have all our tenants, where we say, the two I showed before are here. I have my user roles. I have my virtual machines. I see in which different cloud environment they are. I see all these things. That's what you as cloud administrator might need for troubleshooting, for provisioning new things. You have virtual machine provisioning. You see all the provisioning requests. You see a status, and with all log files. That's fully ITIL compliance. You have a full change management included. When we go to the administration side, we see the connectors, where the information comes from. We get information from the Active Directory, our users. We get information from Virtual Machine Manager. What are our virtual machine? What are our templates? We get information from the Ops Manager and get all the information there. It's extensible. If you have BMC instead of Ops Manager, we could use the similar concept. It takes more time to build it. This is ready built. But you can put any kind of system there. And we have the work items here. So we see all the change requests, all these areas. So we can always look, and we can also see open requests, what's going on. So we can see all the different things on the service manager. That's one area where we have on this solution. Second area, orchestrator. Orchestrator, as I said, is the thing which connects the dots. So we have in orchestrator, for example, how to provision virtual machines. We have complete workflows. What are the areas what are required? We have full error locking and active action on errors. If something happens, we know where it stopped. We can always do a rollback, and we can, if required, change something and stop and continue where it stopped. So it's fully there. That's our workflows here, what we have on the orchestrator. Just to show you a few examples, automatic installation of the Ops Manager agent. As I said, that's one of the things. Automatic installation of the WSUS client. These are all things which we automated, which we put there. And it's not only active activities what we're doing. Sometimes we need to synchronize to get data. We have the connectors, we get data. So you have tasks which are executed on demand, and then you have scheduled tasks. That's all done by the orchestrator. Virtual Machine Manager. Virtual Machine Manager, we were discussing before our resource pools, our cloud environments. We see here, for example, that's what we are doing. We have our principle, which we had before, our resource pool, our cloud. We have silver. That's all reflected here. We see in the background which virtual machines, what's going on. I can add here on the properties where it is located. Is it only Hyper-V? Does it integrate Citrix? Does it integrate VMware? You might have different costs, different resource pools. VMware is more expensive, so you might have a different pool on this. So that's all there. If we look under the user roles, we had the user role before for the SQL backend, for the front end. That's where you have your quotas. What we see here is at the end what has been configured through the service portal before. You don't go there unless you have a problem to do this. That's coming with the automated installation, with the provisioning, initial setup, and then you have all these things. You don't need to do these things manually. You don't need to create these things manually. We saw the profiles before on the servers, medium, small, dynamic, large. We see what does it mean on the hardware. What are the settings? Service templates. I talked before deploying not only infrastructure as a service, deploying also workloads. We will see this next. SharePoint. That's the big thing. So you can use System Center capabilities to deploy the workloads. You build your applications, your services, and later you deploy. A SharePoint farm consists out of multiple environments. So it's no longer a straightforward, simple virtual machine which you deploy. You might need to deploy 4, 5, 6 different virtual machines. And that's how we build it. So we say, what are our services? How many tiers does the application have? So we have a SQL server, we have the application server, we have the web server. What are the hardware settings? What are the software settings? And I can play around with this. That's SharePoint, just an example. It could be your line of business application, where you say, I have front end running on Apache on Linux, which I virtualize on VMware, and I have something REST on SQL Server. So you can build this custom. That's what System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager provides. Now you can provision with the whole engine I showed before, with the whole thing, simply a complete application in a few minutes. The deployment time takes time, but the whole thing, the manual interaction is very small. And the last one I'm going to show is the job status. So you see the virtual machine called Dachet, what I did before. that's in progress, what's going on. So you see how the things come together. And last one, ops manager. Ops manager is monitoring the whole thing. If I go to my virtual machine manager, management back to my diagram, I see the health of my whole environment. I can drill down here to my resources and see what's going on. My cloud environments, what's going on in my bronze cloud, my silver cloud is. We see there's something wrong. I know what, the agent is not installed, but at the end, we can drill down and see all this information. That's connecting all the dots together. The last one is the app controller for provisioning the virtual machine templates. That's what I showed before on the SharePoint. That's how the whole thing come together. And so when we go here to the cloud management, to the tenant overview, I also have the reporting area. So I got a cost report for this one tenant where I selected, and I can split up all the virtual machines which has been provisioned during this time frame in which of the customer areas and what are the costs. And you see, this is a typical demo environment because we have one customer and several demos like I did, Dechert, I provisioned within this customer and not in our own customer environment. But we have machines which are running only 2 days. If you run it 2 days, you pay 2 days. And that's the full integration with the reporting there. So this is how it works behind the scenes. And the reporting and chargeback. We will have questions and answers in a few minutes. Hydration and migration, that's what I saw and showed before. Automatic installation using DCS as a platform and using enhanced service templates like the SharePoint to deploy on top of it. Why we do it? How many hours we spend normally on doing this? When we deploy SharePoint, it's not only SharePoint, it's Windows services, Windows update, sometimes some prerequisites are missing, then we need to update again, and we install SharePoint, then we need to update SharePoint. This is taking us quite some time, half a day to a full day. Hydration fully automates this whole thing. There's no black magic, you can simply script the whole thing, how it is technically done, MDD, hydration kit. That's what Michael Niehaus uses as well for the client deployment. That's what we do. And it's packaged. Currently, we have the packages for SharePoint, for Link. We are working with the Exchange team to get it finished, approved, for the Exchange deployment as well. But your business, if this is that you have to provide several installations of this, that's where you say, okay, I deploy it quickly. And this is how it looks like. You have an agent where you select certain roles. What are Active Directory names you want? What are the DHCP scopes? You provision all this. Automatically, text files will be created. Based on the text files, we will load, and then you press fire, and the full installation is done. For basic, in a POC setup, 4 hours, production environment, 6 to 8 hours with high availability. The workload, that's what I showed on the SharePoint. So what we need for SharePoint, full SharePoint or SQL, we select our roles, we select what we need, and then it's fully deployed. That's the whole magic. Fill the template, send it, and after some time it's finished. And it's every time the same. And you know, okay, this is the way. Doesn't matter if administrator 1 or 2 deploys it, it's always deployed the same. So how do we get there? We have our DCS solution. We have our workloads. Sometimes we have greenfield deployments. A lot of times, customers have done some investment in already other virtualization products. And what we have, either greenfield deployment, or we say we do a migration. We can integrate, but you can also migrate. Our team also developed together with Veeam the Virtual Machine Migration Toolkit, which is a fully automated process to migrate a high number of VMware machines, not only one-to-one, which you can do in the Virtual Machine Manager. It's fully automated. There's a discovery process. Then there's prepare, fix, where we use the Veeam backup utility, and then we copy and convert the whole thing. So this allows us between 25 to 50 virtual machines per day to be fully migrated, fully automated. How does it look like? You got an agent where you have the discovery. You select the machines you want to migrate. Then we have orchestrator, surprise, in the background, who is doing certain things, Veeam backup. And then we migrate from VMware to Hyper-V. This can be done by yourself on-site. It can be done by Microsoft. We have a fabric model for this where we can use global delivery remote, where they can do a full deployment support. Some real-world example, Royal Mail in UK. They implemented DCS, and it saves them a lot of money. So they say, okay, return of invest, we will need 19 months, but then we will have a saving from almost 2 million compared to the previous based on the operations. So that's one of our large references. So Royal Mail has 165 employees. They are delivering the whole parcel system and mail system in UK mostly. So the first part was 700 servers, and it's growing, so they move further. The value they get out of it, reduced risk by approved hardware, by the fast track hardware partners, proven supported IIS infrastructure. On top of it, we have the workloads, efficient workload provisioning, and it also was helping the local partner there to run the solution and to work with them. So that's one of the case studies. You can look at Microsoft.com case studies. You will find it. So Royal Mail, private cloud. As I said, infrastructure as a service is the foundation. Most of the people will look in the software area. So in this case, it was SharePoint. And they combine on-premise SharePoint, on-premise private cloud with public cloud services. That's the hybrid cloud, as I mentioned. So this is really one area which allowed us to showcase the whole thing and to show the full value. There are more than 130 deployments last year. So we have several references, and that's working fine. And we keep developing currently on Windows Server 2008 R2. After Windows 2012 will be released with the new update on the service on the System Center, we will have an updated version, which is completely built on top of Windows Server 2012 with all the new functionalities. But at the end, first System Center Service Pack 1 needs to be released in order for us to release this within 90 days. We will release it. So summary, private cloud defined. We say NSID, 5 key characteristics, elasticity, broad network access, self-service, measured services, data center services. I showed what Microsoft can show, where we add value, what is our solution, how it looks like, and how it works in the background. So we are not doing any magic. That's PowerShell, Orchestrator, plus some customization and some SharePoint, what we have, and then how we can deploy it based on hydration. Again, you can speed up deployment process from 1-2 weeks into single days. Any questions? Yes, please. I just repeat the question. So these services you can get only from MCS. No, we have a number of approved partners which deliver the services, but these partners are trained by MCS. They are big partners like Dell, Wipro. There's a whole list of approved partners, and we are widening this program this year. So it's also open for partners. Any more questions?
What is the process that you follow when you have an existing system center?
So what is the process if you have already system center in place and you want to implement something like this? I'm consultant, architect. It depends. So first of all, what components are deployed, how you are leveraging them, is it the last version, is it some older version, and also the health of the system. So in order to take full advantage of the whole packaged solution, we normally recommend, and that's purely for the data center itself, for the area to deploy end-to-end new, not to reuse existing ones in this. But it can be done. It can be done. But then you might have certain things where you say, okay, we need to verify health of your environments. You need to verify, okay, user integration, customization, and all these parts. It's possible, but not very common. Because the full deployment, and that's the part, the deployment is the easiest. It gets not really important because it's automated. The thing is really the planning and your areas. And what is very important, as I said in the beginning, cloud computing is people, process, technology. Normally when we do these solutions, depends on the maturity level of the customers, up to 1/3 is about operations. And again, technical deployment, it really depends. It's the smaller part on it. Any further question? Okay. No more questions? Yes. Yes. What we have currently, so I repeat the question, if someone has already DCS in place, 2.0? Will there be an upgrade path to 3.0? Currently, we are working on the DCS 3.0 restart, but System Center Service Pack 1 at the end is community technology preview. It's not even beta, so it's not complete, but we started on planning and working on this. There's definitely the plan to have an upgrade path. What we did in 1.1 to 2.0, we have something where you can say, okay, how you can migrate certain things. We will see at the end. The big thing is, to be honest, on DCS 3.0 is there's so much new functionality coming from System Center, coming from Windows 2012, that the priority for a direct upgrade path might be lower than for the functionality implementation. We are not there, I can't say, but we are discussing it, but I can't make promises. Yes. That's a complete new topic on Windows 2012 anyway, the whole virtualization, how you build your resource clusters and all these things. So, but let's be honest, what level of customization and what things are there? Workflows, we will be able to migrate because Orchestrator will be the same. So whatever is in DCS 2.0, on customization, we can get there. But the virtualization, the resource pools, the scale units will be something where we need to look at it. At least there will be guidance, but I don't know how much automated tools. Okay. Then, thank you very much. I think related content, it is second last session today, so I don't think there's anything left. On the slides, which you can download later, the screenshots which I went through are there. So it's that you see that you don't lose the content. So almost everything which I showed on what is going on behind, how it looks like, is in form of screenshots in the initial presentation. I just showed it in the live environment. If you have any further question, if you have anything, feel free to pass by. I can give you my business card. We can discuss later anytime. Thank you very much.